to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to chapter 21 of 2 Samuel. Let's listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 22 verses of 2 Samuel chapter 21.
2 Samuel 21. Now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year. And David sought the face of the Lord. And the Lord said,
There is blood guilt on Saul and on his house, because he put the Gibeonites to death.
So the king called the Gibeonites and spoke to them. Now the Gibeonites were not of the people of Israel, but of the remnant of the Amorites. Although the people of Israel had sworn to spare them, Saul had sought to strike them down in his zeal for the people of Israel and Judah. And David said to the Gibeonites,
What shall I do for you, and how shall I make atonement, that you may bless the heritage of the Lord?
The Gibeonites said to him,
It is not a matter of silver or gold between us and Saul or his house. Neither is it for us to put any man to death in Israel.
And he said,
What do you say that I shall do for you?
They said to the king,
The man who consumed us and planned to destroy us, so that we should have no place in all the territory of Israel, let 7 of his sons be given to us, so that we may hang them before the Lord at Gibeah of Saul, the chosen of the Lord.
And the king said,
I will give them.
But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Saul's son, Jonathan, because of the oath of the Lord that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul. The king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bore to Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth, and the 5 sons of Merab, the daughter of Saul, whom she bore to Adriel, the son of Barzillai the Meholathite. And he gave them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them on the mountain before the Lord, and the 7 of them perished together. They were put to death in the first days of harvest, at the beginning of barley harvest. Then Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for herself on the rock, from the beginning of harvest until rain fell upon them from the heavens. And she did not allow the birds of the air to come upon them by day, or the beasts of the field by night. When David was told what Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, the concubine of Saul, had done, David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of his son Jonathan from the men of Jabesh-Gilead, who had stolen them from the public square of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hanged them, on the day the Philistines killed Saul on Gilboa. And he brought up from there the bones of Saul and the bones of his son Jonathan, and they gathered the bones of those who were hanged. And they buried the bones of Saul and his son Jonathan in the land of Benjamin in Zelah, in the tomb of Kish his father. And they did all that the king commanded. And after that, God responded to the plea for the land. There was war again between the Philistines and Israel, and David went down together with his servants, and they fought against the Philistines. And David grew weary. And Ishbi-Benob, one of the descendants of the giants, whose spear weighed 300 shekels of bronze, and who was armed with a new sword, thought to kill David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, came to his aid and attacked the Philistine and killed him. Then David's men swore to him,
You shall no longer go out with us to battle, lest you quench the lamp of Israel.
After this, there was again war with the Philistines at Gob. Then Sibbekai, the Hushathite, struck down Saph, who was one of the descendants of the giants. And there was again war with the Philistines at Gob, and Elhanan, the son of Jairi-Oregim, the Bethlehemite, struck down Goliath the Gittite, the shaft of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. And there was again war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature, who had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number. And he also was descended from the giants. And when he taunted Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimei, David's brother, struck him down. These 4 were descended from the giants in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants.
As we look at 2 Samuel chapter 21, it may appear to be out of order. It doesn't seem to follow the events that we've just been reading about in the last few chapters. So let me turn to my ESV study Bible and share one of the footnotes. These last four chapters form an epilogue. That means chapters 21 through 24 we're going to get through in the next few days. There are six sections arranged concentrically. The first section deals with drought, the last with a plague, the second and fifth talk about David's heroes, and the middle two are Psalms of David. They are not placed in chronological order with the rest of the book. So that footnote helps me understand that this chapter doesn't necessarily follow the events that we've just been reading about. We're actually going back to some of the things that were left over from Saul's kingdom. We go back to the very first verse of this chapter. It says, "Now there was a famine in the days of David for 3 years, year after year, and David sought the face of the Lord." Well, we haven't seen that in the last few chapters, have we? "And the Lord said, 'There is blood guilt on Saul and on his house because he put the Gibeonites to death.'" After David hears from the Lord, he reaches out to the Gibeonites, and they ask for seven of Saul's sons in payment for what Saul had done to them earlier. David agrees to the terms, but in verse 7 it says, "But the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Saul's son Jonathan, because of the oath of the Lord that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul." So David spares the son of Jonathan because of that love bond that the two of them had way back when. Another thing in this chapter is the throwback to the constant war with the Philistines. We haven't really been reading about that in the last few chapters. And I bet you took note of verse 20, didn't you? It says, "And there was war at Gath, where there was a man of great stature who had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each foot, 24 in number." I wonder if he had to pay more for a manicure or a pedicure. Well, as we finish out chapter 21, let's focus on a thought coming out of verse 14. It says, "And they did all that the king commanded, and after that God responded to the plea for the land." In other words, God was moved by prayer for the land. The question maybe for us today is, if we pray, will God be moved again for our land? 3 years of famine caused David to seek the presence of the Lord. God revealed to David the cause of the famine, sin in Saul's life. Do we equate natural disasters to sin in our nation or world? Back in chapter 21, God responded to the plea for the land. Maybe in our day, God would also respond if we pray for our land. Father, surely our forefathers have not done everything right. There may be sins of days of yesterday that are causing some problems in our country today. If so, Lord, grant us spiritual leaders, people like David, who could see that and remedy it. But for our part, maybe we could take some time today to pray for our land, to pray for our country, pray for forgiveness of sins of yesterday, and pray for wisdom for the leaders of our day today, that they and we will follow you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've never visited EzraProject.net, I encourage you to do so you can learn more about Ad Bible and Club 365, a way to support these podcasts. Thank you.